This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the business at hand is Steelers-Browns, and it's Andrew Filippone, who's a very nice man in his own right, and who sometimes says things that provocative, the word? Provocative? T-Bird? Is that the word I'm looking for?
That's right.
That's what he does. I don't know what the word is for someone who does that. A provocateur? Is that a word?
He
Limits?
Provokes. Maybe yeah, bizarre?
He provokes is what he does. He's a professional provoker, and he's very good at it. But he had a take yesterday that just had me reeling here. Without further ado, let's play what Andrew said about this game.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
What? They get a little pat on the back because it's been strenuous this season? What are we, Neil Brown here? As long as we have fun, everything's okay. No problems here. You can lose to the Browns. I'm reeling, T-Bird. Limits, somebody help me here. I'm absolutely reeling. Now, I went on yesterday and said this, because I do agree that the circumstances of this Thursday game, they're difficult for both teams. I would say for the Steelers in particular, because they just played the Ravens in a brutally physical game. And I said that I would not be of a mind to rip the Steelers for a close win, for an ugly win. I would not be of a mind to rip them. This is about survive in advance. But I'm not extrapolating that to I would be of a mind to give them a pass for a close loss. There's a big difference here. Win, lose. Winning, losing. Big difference in the end. You either win or you lose. To me, that's a little bit different, or maybe a lot different. Limits, you want to jump in here? What is going on? You give them a pat on the back because it's strenuous?
Oh.
This time of year, this is the Browns. These are the Cleveland Browns, for God's sakes. What?
I am chomping at the bit for this.
This is your rival. Not to mention the fact, do you want to get number one seed in the AFC? It's okay. Here's a little pat on the head and a nice little participation trophy for showing up in Cleveland, courtesy of Neil Brown. He'll pay for these. What are we doing here? Did we give the 70s Steelers a little pass for the Browns games if it was too tough in a certain situation? Bill Cowher's teams, nice try, guys. Good try. You don't have to win today. You're going to get a trophy either way. We're going to give you a medal after the game. I know it's been strenuous. Here's your medal. Yay! Did Tomlin's Super Bowl teams get a pass for losing to the Browns? What the hell are we talking about here? What are we talking about, T-Bird? A pass? I said, just win. It's ugly. I won't be of a mind if they just get by to shred them. But if they just don't get by, let the shredding begin. They have a chance for the number one seed. These are the hated Browns. These are the 2-8 Browns. This team stinks. Find a way to win. Come out of this with still, I mean, what? What are we doing here? You want to get home field in the playoffs. That's the way both Tomlin teams got to the Super Bowl. Thankfully, and kudos to my friend Mulsey with his giant cranium. What do you make of that, T-Bird? Does it startle you sometimes when you see Mulsey?
Does what startle me? His intelligence?
No, the size of his cranium.
That's all I see is just the intelligence beaming off of him.
He is very smart.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And
though.
He sounded smart yesterday because he called out. And then Donnie Football. What has happened to Donnie Football? Limits, you knew this guy at Waynesburg. Of course, you agreed with him last week, and I forget what we... Oh, the hatred for the rape? What?
The respect. That there is respect.
Right. So Donnie, who played football, respects the Ravens. Yay, Ravens.
Bart Scott also said he respects the Steelers.
And now this week, Donnie Football's on board with Pony for the participation trophy. Don't even go to Cleveland then. Hand out little medals on the bus, your second place medals. And everybody can take the night off if it's too strenuous. What are we doing here? Limits, what do you think?
I don't agree with Pony at all with this. If this was a Cleveland team that maybe was really good and you're coming off of a game against Baltimore where you get physically beat up like it always is, then okay, I would understand if there's a loss.
No, I wouldn't understand. You just undercut your own argument. These are the Browns. Every loss to the Browns is hideous. Every loss to the Browns is humiliating. The Steelers are 40-11-1. Since that crap organization came back into the NFL in 1999. Don't qualify it. Every loss to the Browns is hideous, whether it's DTR, Brandon Whedon, who they lost to, Tim Couch, who else? Brady Quinn, the night he went 6-for-19. No, Brian Hoyer. Every loss to the Browns is a freaking embarrassment.
Baker in the playoffs.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what Pony is saying doesn't make any sense to me because they're 2-8. The weather is going to be horrible in this game, so I really do wonder if a couple bounces of the football might determine it. But that shouldn't give the Steelers any qualifiers to be patted on the back and say, good job, you won 5 games in a row. You got yourself back in this thing. When you control your own destiny, I mean, that's just making excuses at this point. You control your fate the rest of the way because you have Kansas City at home. You cannot lose to Cleveland. And also, if they say, oh, it's okay if they lose this game, people are already questioning Russell Wilson after one bad game. He made that interception in the end zone looking for Darnell Washington. I mean, is this the beginning of the end for Russell Wilson? Is this going to happen in this game against Cleveland? Should we worry about Russell Wilson? So is that just going to go away, Pony, if Russell Wilson has a bad game and they lose? No, it's just going to have a snowball effect.
Well, what if he has a bad game and they win? Now, I am of a mind, as I said, not to rip them if they win. This is survive in advance, to which somebody could say, well, you're saying like Limits just said, it could be the bounce of a ball. So how can you rip them if they lose? Because you can't lose late to the Browns. That's why. Because the Steelers are supposed to specialize in winning late and close and ugly games. And now they need this one. And they need this one badly. And it's against a 2-8 Browns team. Although I don't care if it was against an 8-2 Browns team. I'm still not patting anybody on the back for losing in Cleveland on a Thursday night. I didn't even mention the Myles Garrett game on a Thursday night. Or Jacoby Brissett shredding them. Every loss to Cleveland is an embarrassment. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Maybe people are on board with Pony. I have a hard time believing that at 412-928-9370. But maybe they are Limits. Let's play it one more time so people get a little taste of it.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss. Based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
So when else are you giving free passes then? Because once you give out one, because things are a little strenuous, when do they get their next one? If they win 5 more in a row, you give them a pass on Christmas Day because the Chiefs are a strenuous opponent and it's your third game in whatever it is, 12 days? Do they get a pass then too? It's the NFL, for God's sakes. It's your rival team. Really, even more than the Ravens. It's your historic rival, even though they are kind of the fake brands, if you have that clip, Limits. But it's the Cleveland Browns. I don't care if you're playing back-to-back games, like one day after another, like they do in the NBA and NHL. There's no excuse. Where does that end, Limits? It's going to be very – the schedule's going to get more strenuous coming up, more strenuous than this. Do you give them for a free pass against the Chiefs then on Christmas?
No, or Philadelphia. I mean, there's not a lot of free passes left if you want to be a top-three seed, win the division, host a playoff game, hopefully potentially a second playoff game if you win the first, which hasn't been
done
in years.
You're trying to win a division here. You have Philly, Baltimore, and Kansas City in a row in a matter of 10 days. Which one? You giving passes there? Well, once you start giving passes, you can't stop. It's like a freaking toll booth with Pony as your toll booth worker. Giving you a free pass. What? I can't believe that this has happened. I really can't. That's three games in 10 days. Philly at Baltimore, Kansas City. That's assuming they don't get another free pass in the next Cleveland game, because it's going to get awfully strenuous ahead of that. Free passes on Christmas? When the Steelers show up at the locker room on Christmas morning to play the Chiefs, are they going to have little gift packages at each locker that they're getting a free pass from Pony for Christmas? Is that what's happening now, Limits?
I don't understand where Pony can come up with this notion other than the Steelers on Thursday night in the division have not been very good.
What does that have to do with anything? But how is that relatable to this? They stink on Thursday nights. That's more of a reason not to give them a free pass. Find a way to get prepared and win the game. Win the game against Cleveland by any means necessary. It's the Cleveland Browns. Did I mention that yet? 928-9370. Maybe some of you are of the same mind. Or maybe you just want to rip Pony. That's always a good sport to play. I don't know. I remember some of the losses against Cleveland. I remember all of them because they're so rare that and each one is so humiliating in its own right that they stand out. You know, you go 40-11-1 on a team after they come back to the NFL, but it's the 11 that you remember. We all remember the game last year with DTR. Browns fans chanting DTR as he came onto the field with a minute left. And it was so cataclysmic, so shameful, that it forced the Steelers to discard 82 years of tradition and fire a coordinator mid-season. That's how much shame is attached to a Browns game. You don't even know what to do with yourself when you lose to that franchise. And they've never been more embarrassing than they are right now, by the way. They're sitting here at 2-8. They've been outscored 62-24 in the last two games. Jameis Winston is their quarterback. Their owners, D and Jimmy Haslam, have basically ruined the franchise by signing a creep quarterback who can't play anymore to a contract that's the worst in sports history. They've never been worse. Never, never more pathetic than this. And we're going to give them a pass if they lose to that? How about the playoff game? They didn't have a head coach on the field. Stefanski was home with COVID. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They scored 4 touchdowns in the first quarter. You remember that one forever. Might have been the most humiliating loss in the history of the franchise. Would have been humiliating in any right, but it was the Browns, which then vaults it maybe to the top. The Mason Rudolph, Miles Garrett helmet swinging incident. After which, Garrett and the Browns both issued releases apologizing. Statements apologizing to Mason Rudolph, but then suddenly, Garrett remembered like a day later, oh, but by the way, Mason used a racial slur on me. You remember that? Rudolph immediately put on social media, this is a reckless attempt to assassinate my character. Tomlin was just as vehement, saying if Mason had said what Miles claimed, it would have come out during the many interactions I had with those in the Browns organization. In my conversation, I had a lot of expressions of sorrow for what transpired. I received no indication of anything racial or anything of that nature in those interactions, said Tomlin. You remember that one? I mean, that's an all-time just debacle of a game. Browns 31, Steelers 10. Brian Hoyer goes 8-for-17, but somehow parlays those 8 completions into 217 yards. They practically hold a ticker tape parade in Cleveland because the Browns were 3-2. How did it wind up? They finished last. The Steelers won it at 11-5. And I'm sure glad nobody got a pass in the rematch. I'll forget about the losses to Brandon Whedon and Tim Couch and then just go to the worst one of all, at least in the regular season. December 10th, 2009, on a Thursday night, by the way, I might add. How old were you, Limits?
9.
Little Limits was only 9 years old, but he might have had a better game than Brady Quinn did. Brady Quinn only won 4 games in his entire NFL career. This was one of them. But he didn't really win. They won in spite of him. He went 6-for-19 for 90 yards. Yes, 6-for-19 for 90 yards. Bruce Arians apparently thought it was wise to attempt 32 passes in a windstorm that night. And Jeff Reed, his 2 field goals were the only points for the Steelers. I don't want that again or anything like it, anything like what I just mentioned. Every loss to the pathetic Cleveland Browns is a blight on your franchise. That's what it is. No passes this week. 928-9370. By the way, that Brady Quinn one was part of the Steelers' infamous Unleash Hell meltdown. You remember that? Oh, limitless wonder. Tomlin promised his team would unleash hell in December, and instead it played like hell for all of December. Opened the month by losing to the Raiders and the Browns. And did you see, to bring it full circle here, that Brady Quinn is calling for the Browns to trade for Tomlin? Did you see that, limit?
Yeah. I mean, really?
Oh, my God. He is. I hear Deshaun Watson's available.
Why don't I do you one better, Joe? Do you want to hear what Brady Quinn had to say?
Yes, I do.
I kept thinking about Cleveland right now, who dropped another game where it wasn't even competitive versus New Orleans. I don't know what that means for Kevin Stefanski. It seems rather odd that he could get fired after being the coach of the year last year in the NFL. If they did, though, and that became vacant, I would call. I would call the Steelers, dude. And I'd be like, if you're willing to decide Deshaun Watson up to that contract, and if I'm Jimmy Haslam, I'm going to offer whatever it takes to get Mike Tomlin and at least make them say no. Like, make them an offer that they can't refuse and see if they'll say no.
Good idea, Brady. Real good idea. Can you imagine Art taking the call from Jimmy Haslam, who used to be a part Steelers owner? Hey, is Tomlin available?
I know you just gave him an extension, but would you like to move him in an 8-2 season?
Oh, Off the Top is presented by JP Roofing and Siding, which is where we are today. We've got a bunch of things happening on the show today. Starkey's Card of the Week is one. Coming up at the bottom of this hour. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the text line on which you can interact with Wonder Twin is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Part of me, fittingly, wants to give Pony a pass. Forget about giving the Steelers a pass. I didn't listen to the whole show. Did he walk that back at all later in the show? Limits?
Not that I heard. No, he seemed pretty staunch in that take. And Donnie was also, I mean, I'm surprised that Donnie was in agreement. What's going on with Donnie? Like, come on, Joe.
What is going on with Donnie? He surprises me sometimes. Between the how much I respect and like the Ravens, aren't they wonderful, to let's give him a pass for losing to the Browns. My God, what are we going to get with the Bengals? Forfeit the game and we're okay with it? Is that where Donnie's going next?
No, Donnie's not making a trip down the Escaloozer with the Bengals fans.
That on behalf of the Steelers, Brady Quinn will make a call to the Bengals and forfeit the game? Is that where we're headed next? My God. I don't know. Is anybody on the phone lines?
Oh, they're lit up like Malzy at a craft beer house.
All right, let's go to one of them.
Let's start with Rob in West Mifflin.
Morning, fellas. Joe, I just called in and asked City Limits, man. I don't know who does the, you know, what y'all talk about, but this was what I wanted to talk about, and y'all was reading my mind, because last week before the Baltimore game, he just threw something out. Oh, Lamar's overrated. Blah, blah, blah. I said, listen, I know we own him, all that, but you just be throwing stuff out there just to get a reaction out of people. Because there's no way Lamar Jackson's overrated. So then he said this.
Wait, who are we talking about?
He was talking about Lamar Jackson was overrated.
Who was talking about? Pony, okay. Pony. Go ahead. Yeah.
Come on, man. That guy, I don't know. So yesterday I called in. I was on hold for an hour and a half. They know my number. So I said, yeah, he don't want to talk to me. But there's no way in the world he could be saying that. How can you beat Baltimore and say that you're okay with losing to Cleveland? Listen, I got to calm down. Out of all people, Cleveland?
I know.
The goal. The
I know.
Goal is to get the number one seed. What are you talking about, Pony?
Thank you, sir.
That guy, I don't know, man.
Yeah, this is astounding. This is one of the most, that was one of the most amazing takes in, and I've had my share of frozen takes, bad takes, I have. This is Pony's Waterloo. This was one of the worst takes in fan history. Limits. I really believe that. This is Seibel going into the Pirates clubhouse with scuba gear on and having James McDonald poop in a jock strap and having Seibel clean it. That happened, by the way. Did you know that?
One of the worst takes of all time.
Let's back to the phones. Maybe he'll find some supporters here.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Oakland.
Did I say James McDonald? Yeah, that was the pitcher. Go ahead.
I agree with you, Joe. I mean, that just came out of left field. I thought it was, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, especially after the venture, venture they went through last year, where they lost to the Cardinals, who were 2-11, and then they rounded it up by losing to the Patriots, who were 2-11. I mean, it was just, no. You go in there, you take care of business, because after you have your little mini bye, you're going to go up there and meet Joe Burrow and them, and they're going to try to eliminate you. So, no, I agree with you. That was ridiculous. Go in there and take care of business, man. Thanks.
And then I would ask, what about the nature of the loss limits? Does that matter? Like, do they get a pass if they lose 47-0, or where do we draw the line?
Yeah, if they get blown out with turnovers galore, how could you ever say that that would be an acceptable thing for a team in first place and with significant aspirations? But
only
Joe,
only 3 points or less, they get the pass, or are there conditions on the free pass?
Was it as bad as what happened here with our friend Crowley?
Tyler, I was thinking about your Penguins career yesterday as I was preparing for the show today, and has it all been downhill since the Game 4 tic-tac-toe goal you scored against the Red Wings in the 09 Cup Final?
Explain that. What do you mean downhill?
One of the great. We've all had it, right? I mean, I've had horrible moments, horrible predictions, faux pas, left and right. We've all had it. This is Pony's moment in the sun. I mean, this and Pickett, I guess, right?
Oh, Montana to Rice is smiling somewhere.
He knows. He has to understand what's happening here. One more time, let's hear it, and then we'll take calls.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
So I'm almost more disturbed by Donnie Football. Can you find audio of him co-opting that? What has happened to Donnie Football?
No, it's got to be Pony, the originator of the take.
No, because I heard Mulsey saying both of you guys are out of your minds. Donnie took on this take. He defended it. I don't know what's happened to Donnie. I asked him in high school, who did he play for? Greensburg, who? Salem?
Salem.
Their main rival, I think he said, was Hempfield. Do you get a free pass, Donnie, if you lose your senior year to Hempfield? What's happened to you? What if you had to play a game you had a short week, free pass against Hempfield? I don't know what's happening here. Something has happened here. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Thank you. It's 10:30. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. What am I? I'm gobsmacked. Is that a word? I'm just blown away. I'm stunned. I'm astounded. You can weigh in on this, not just with Pony's take, but we can expand that into your take on the game. Because mine, honestly, was, listen, I get it. There are extenuating circumstances here. You just played the Ravens in a brutally physical battle. And history shows that the Steelers and Ravens underperform after they play each other. I get that. I do. And that's why I said, if this is an ugly win, I will not be of a mind to rip the Steelers for that. This is the old survive and advance game. But it's the Browns, so you better survive. You better find a way to win late and close because that's what you specialize in, and that's what they don't specialize in. And again, for the 10th time in the opening segment, every single loss to the Cleveland Browns is a blight upon your franchise. Don't add to that, and certainly don't give them a blanking pass if they add to that. Thank you, Limits.